This goes to Dr. Saxena, Saxena, fax 989-817-4602, and Dr. Patrick McLaughlin, M like Mary C, capital LAUGHLIN like November, fax 248-465-5471. Regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V like Victor, E-N, Gump, G like Golf, U, M like Mary, P like Paul. Date of birth 6/29 of 1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gump with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of prostate carcinoma. His last visit was August 26th of 2024. Since that time, he had surgery to remove a benign shoulder lesion, March 8th, 2024, by Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. He did well. Surgery was successful. However, about 5 days later, he developed extreme shortness of breath and hypoxia and was found to have pulmonary embolism. So now he's currently being anticoagulated on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, and he's scheduled to have a nuclear lung scan 3/20/25, as well as a sleep study consult today, this afternoon. He's still slightly low with oxygen saturation, usually running between 89 and 92 when checked during the day, and he's been wearing oxygen while he sleeps at night. The patient is here with his sister as he has a mental disability and Asperger's syndrome. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, and his weight is stable. No chest pain or palpitations. Minimal dyspnea on exertion, and he's currently walking with a walker today. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and improved edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. Also Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. New is the Eliquis, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 224 pounds, pulse 86, oxygen saturation is 89 to 90% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. And he has 1+ edema of bilateral lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 19th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.93, which is improved, previous level 2.14, and the one before that 1.89. Albumin 3.8, calcium 9.2, sodium is 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide is 34, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We'd like the patient to continue getting lab studies every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, recent pulmonary embolism and being followed and to have a nuclear medicine lung scan 3/20 of 25 to determine how much resolution has occurred. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.